I am Roberta Schultz. As a songwriter and a folk singer, I always enjoy the backstories behind songs and the origin of compelling melodies. In fact, I use a couple of historic copyright infringement cases in one of my musical presentations I like to call Stories Behind the Songs. Thinking I might learn a few juicy backstories from Tim English's 2016 publication, Sounds Like Teen Spirit, Stolen Melodies, Ripped Off Riffs, and the Secret History of Rock and Roll, I dove into the volume, ready to broaden my knowledge of the borrowed tune. Little did I know just how often borrowing happens in pop music, and how high the stakes become when the resulting song in question becomes a hit. Tim English, a writer with music theory and history background, opens his book with recent copyright infringement cases that have been widely discussed in the press and over social media. In the introduction, the author asserts that new music seems to be increasingly referential to earlier songs. He begins the first chapter with the March 2015 jury trial in which Robin Thicke and co-writer Pharrell Williams were ordered to pay over $7.3 million in royalties and damages to Marvin Gaye's family for copyright infringement. The jury concluded that the Thicke-Williams collaboration on Blurred Lines was found to infringe on the copyright of Marvin Gaye's song, Got to Give It Up, even though the songs seem musically different. English goes on to build the case for why the Gaye family decided to bring suit for this song when Thicke had so obviously and frequently borrowed heavily from Marvin Gaye in previous songs. The motives seem to be ongoing frustration with Thicke's borrowing and the monetary success of Blurred Lines. In recent copyright issues, no court case was deemed necessary. English shares the similarities between the melodic hook in Sam Smith's blockbuster hit Stay With Me and Tom Petty's classic I Won't Back Down. Here are the clips from these two songs for your reference.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
While the production values and feel of these two songs are very different, the similarity of the hooks piqued Tom Petty's ears, who had this to say. All my years of songwriting have shown me these things can happen. Most times you catch it before it gets out the studio door, but in this case, it got by. Sam's people were very understanding about our predicament, and we easily came to an agreement. The agreement? Tom Petty and co-writer Jeff Lynne of the Electric Light Orchestra will split 25% of Stay With Me's royalties. Another very recent infringement case involved Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven and the instrumental intro to Spirit's song Taurus. While the case had not been decided before English's book went to press, Rolling Stone reported on June 23, 2016, that the jury found in favor of Led Zeppelin after deliberating for 1 hour. Here are the two clips for your consideration. The first is Stairway to Heaven, followed by the intro to Taurus. Thank you. Before I read English's book, I would definitely have sided with a jury. Of course, these guitar patterns sound similar, but can one really copyright a pattern that might occur in many songs, given the finite content of the musical scales? But the author devotes a whole chapter to Led Zeppelin's borrowing tendencies and somewhat cavalier attitude toward that borrowing, especially if the victim happened to be an old blues artist. Here are two clips that might just change your mind.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. I'm fooling, hey woman, you need cooling. I'm gonna send you right back to school.
Willie Dixon apparently never heard Whole Lotta Love until the 1980s. But when he did, he sued for copyright infringement. The suit was settled out of court, with later Zeppelin song credits to include Dixon's name. However, Tim English shares what Jimmy Page had to say to Guitar World in 1997. We got into some trouble because people felt that we lifted it from Willie Dixon. But if you took the lyric out and listened to the track instrumentally, it is clearly something new and different. I don't know, Jimmy. Maybe that's called a cleverly arranged cover? Not sure. Tim English devotes whole chapters to the borrowing tendencies of iconic groups like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, as well as to rock songwriters like John Mellencamp, Bruce Springsteen, and folk rock hero Bob Dylan. One of my favorite passages in the book is when Bruce Springsteen acknowledges the influence of the Animals on his songwriting, concluding that he has only written the same song over and over, variations on the Animals, We Got to Get Out of This Place. Between the chapters on borrowing by specific acts, English inserts passages that he calls quick hits, which consist of brief comparisons of similar songs. I found these short takes a much-needed palate cleanser between the denser chapters focusing on one specific musical act. To close this review, I'd like to share a couple of the quirkier borrowings discussed in the book. One involves a song by Bob Marley entitled Buffalo Soldier from 1980 that probably owes part of its chorus to a TV cartoon from 1968. See what you think. English posits how Bob Marley just might have been exposed to the Banana Splits cartoon show at one point in his life without realizing how the tune might have entered his subconscious. And finally, one of the most interesting stories in the book involves John Lennon's later life meeting with his estranged father, Fred, and how that meeting might have resulted in one of the best post-Beatles songs ever. Here are the clips for your evaluation.
And lived on dreams. I watched the sunrise over every ocean.
That's my life, that's my love, and my home.
In the case of the beginning riff for each song, like father, like son, music writer Tim English offers abundant examples of how songwriters inadvertently recycle musical ideas to produce their creations. You can find a link to Sounds Like Teen Spirit at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.